FDA authorizes coronavirus vaccines for children younger than 5. By Hannah Blow on June 17, 2022. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, on Friday authorized both Moderna's and Pfizer's coronavirus shots for children under the age of 5. Many parents, caregivers and clinicians have been waiting for a vaccine for younger children in this action, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf said in a statement Friday. As we have seen with older age groups, we expect that the vaccines for younger children will provide protection from the most severe outcomes of COVID-19, such as hospitalization and death, he added. The move comes 2 days after the FDA's Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee unanimously approved the vaccines for young children. The vaccines are now pending final approval from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Notably, every state in the country, with the exception of Florida, pre-ordered coronavirus vaccines for children under 5. As the Florida Department of Health said, the Sunshine State does not need to be involved in the convoluted vaccine distribution process, especially when the federal government has a track record of developing inconsistent and unsustainable COVID-19 policies. However, the Florida Department of Health's Jeremy Redfern made it clear that doctors themselves can order vaccines if they are in need. There are currently no orders in the department's ordering system for the COVID-19 vaccine for this age group, he added. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., also discussed the state's decision on Thursday, explaining that Florida officials believe the risks outweigh the benefits. Our Department of Health has been very clear the risks outweigh the benefits. And we recommend against, that's not the same as banning it, DeSantis said during Thursday's press conference, emphasizing that people can still access them when they become available. Doctors can get it. Hospitals can get it. But there's not going to be any state programs that are going to be trying to, you know, get COVID jabs to infants and toddlers and newborns, he added. According to the most recent data from the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, in the 46 states reporting, 0.00% to 0.02% of all child COVID-19 cases resulted in death.